B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Hi, Kendra. How can we help you?
I went on a few dates with this guy, Andre, and I really like him. I mean, we really hit it off. We met online, and we've been hanging out, and then suddenly I haven't heard anything from him.
Mm-hmm. So you were hanging out and doing what? Like, what was the last thing you did when you hung out?
Well, we went out to dinner, and then the last time we hung out, he came over to my place, and I made him dinner, and we were just, you know, we watched a movie, and we were kind of doing some snuggling and kissing, and, you know, we had a lot of laughs, and I just thought that we were really getting along great, so I don't understand why he's not hitting me back. I've been trying to contact him.
Anything weird happened? Do you think you did anything that might have turned him off that night?
I don't think I did anything. I mean, one thing I can think of, I'm kind of self-conscious about this because it could be an issue. Like, I've struggled with my weight for a long time, and, you know, I try to keep it in check. Of course, I'm always trying to lose weight, but, I mean, you know, I am kind of a bigger girl, so maybe that could be part of the problem. But if it is, then why go out with me a few times? I didn't put any deceptive pictures online. I'm really not trying to surprise people. I presented myself as I really am. I'm just saying that that could be part of it.
I see. So
I don't know if he would have agreed to go out with you, you said, a few times if that was the case.
It's not like if you baited and switched them or something like that, but
that's what I'm thinking, but I just don't know because I haven't heard from him, so I don't know.
I'm perplexed, and I'm not often perplexed. we'll give him a call for you next, all right?
Thank you.
Now back to the second date update on the 10th.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
We just spoke to Kendra. Sounds like a really, really nice girl. And she says she's looking for this guy, Andre, who's ghosting her after, they went out a couple of times. And the last time you said you guys hung out, you had dinner, you watched a movie, you cuddled, you kissed. And after that is when he stopped communicating with you?
Yeah.
And Kendra also said that she goes, it might be, if anything, that she's a little bit on the heftier side, but you didn't lie to him with pictures or anything like that. So he knew what he was getting into. And like you said, you went out a couple of times with each other. So it's not like all of a sudden he was like, wait a minute, you're not the person that I thought you were or whatever. So,
exactly.
All right. Well, we're going to call him up. Right? I think this is good. This is good. Maybe it's just like a misunderstanding or something. We'll call him up for you right now. Okay.
Hello.
Is this Andre?
Yeah. What's up?
What's up, Andre? It's Hot 96.9, the radio station, calling you. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
Who?
Okay, so we're calling you from a radio station. Yeah. It's I can explain. So we got your phone number from a girl who wants to take you out on a date. So she called us because we're willing to pay for a date if you say yes. So just let me explain. It's a good thing. So
yeah.
All right, so it's a girl who you know, and we're going to tell you her name. She says that she feels like as if she's has feelings for you, and she thinks that you have feelings for her, too. So we'll pay for whatever date you choose. You pick a place that you'd like to go to for maybe a nice dinner. We'll reserve everything, set it all up, and pay for everything. And all you got to do is show up and see if you and this girl hit it off.
I go out with a lot of different girls, man. Who are you talking about?
All right, playboy. Okay, so her name is Kendra, and she's confused because she said you guys went out. Oh, no.
Oh, God.
The laugh is never good.
Oh, man. Well,
can I say she sounded like a really nice girl. So is it why are you not calling her back?
Yeah, man, I really feel like I got lied to, man. I got duped.
What do you mean? Lied to about what?
Because she can't cook, man. She can't cook.
She told you she could cook?
A lot of people can't cook. I can't cook.
Did she say I can cook and then she can't cook?
She's fat, man. She's supposed to be able to cook. What the f***?
Oh, my God.
What?
You thought because she was fat?
Hold on.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so, Andre. Andre, Kendra's on the phone and she heard what you said.
Idiot.
Oh my
God.
Get him, Kendra.
Man, I didn't know that Brad was on the phone.
So, Kendra, it's not, well, it's kind of not your weight.
I can't believe you had this in your mind the whole time. Like, you, I mean, why did you even bother wasting my time? And I never told you I could cook. You're just a
Yeah, well, you know,
I never promised you anything.
You have days like that, honey. I just wanted you to fix me a sandwich.
Oh, my
you
know, God.
Oh, my God, this
guy. How bad are you fix your own damn sandwich.
I never said I could cook.
Well, you know, I live alone, man. The only thing I could do is make cereal. I figured the fat broad could make me something.
Okay.
I can't.
Oh, my God.
This guy's an ass.
You know,
oh, my God. That's not my problem. Learn to cook. Don't try dating a fat girl when you don't even want to and then just insult me.
Baby girl, you're a cute little elephant, but you need to learn
all right,
how to cook.
Can we like,
oh, my
hang
God.
Up?
No.
You're
Nope.
When you say make you something good to eat, like, what do you think?
We don't care. Starve.
Seriously.
Starve.
Man, I thought we was going to have pasta, lasagna, you know, good food. Something that, variety, you know, because big girls eat a lot. So big girls
oh, my
eat
God.
A lot of
I can't.
Food.
I don't want to ask him. Kendra, do I have to ask him? Please say no.
I never want to see this guy again.
All right.
Thanks for helping me get to the bottom of it.
Perfect.
This guy.
That's a cooking class.
Okay. Hang up, Ramiro.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10th.
All right. So tomorrow you're going to find out that having a really good and responsible roommate is apparently not good for the person that you're dating. It makes no sense coming out of my mouth, but it will make sense when you listen to the second date update tomorrow at 8:10.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.